Anybody here ever hear about a guy or listen to any tapes by Anthony DeMello? He talks about waking up. Says we have to wake up. We don't want to wake up. Or we think we're awake and don't need to wake up. And he told an interesting story one day about a guy that was under a bridge in London on the River Thames. And he was just settling in for the night, getting his newspaper around him, and foggy, cold, rainy night. He had his newspaper and an old blanket, and he was settling in for the night, and he fell asleep there by the river, under the bridge, began to dream, and in his dream, a big limousine pulled up. Beautiful woman got out of the limousine, marched over to where he lay there on the concrete, and said, "What are you doing here? My good man, what are you doing here?" And he said, "I live here. This is where I stay." She said, "You mean you're going to stay here all night?" He said, "I always do." She said, "You mean you don't have any place you can go?" He said, "No, I haven't had for some time." She said, "Well, tonight, for once in your life, I'm going to have my man take you out to my estate at the edge of London. You're going to get clean clothing. You're going to get a bed. You're going to get warm food. You're going to get a shave and a shower. And you're going to have at least once in your life a comfortable night. And tomorrow when you wake up, we're going to feed you some more and give you the clothes you really need and send you on your way. But at least one night, you'll have a wonderful, wonderful experience." And she did exactly that. She had her man take him out to the estate at the edge of London, and this guy could not believe his good fortune. And they gave him exactly what she had promised that they would give him, and put him into a clean bed in a nice little room, not like this room that Gary and I have with the jacuzzi and everything in it, but still it was a nice room. About midnight, she couldn't sleep. Beautiful woman. And she got up and put on a little wrap, a little silk wrap, and started walking around this large estate of hers, and ultimately walked down the servant's wing and saw light coming under the door, and she knew he was in that room. And she knocked on the door. And he said, "Come in." And she opened the door, and he's laying in bed, and she said, "How are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, my God, I'm doing wonderful. I'm just really doing beautifully." And she said, "Did you get some food?" He said, "Yes, they gave me marvelous food." "I see you got a shave and a shower." He said, "Yes, I did." "You got some clean clothes for tomorrow?" "Yeah, they fixed me up. They did exactly what, and now I have this wonderful warm bed." And she said, "Well, I was a little restless, and I woke up, and I wondered, would you like some company tonight?" And he said, "Yes, yeah." She stepped into the room and closed the door behind her, this gorgeous lady, and started to take a few steps over to the bed that he was in. And he moved over to make room for her on the bed. And when he moved over, he fell into the River Thames. I mean, we hate to wake up, right? It's like... we really don't want to wake up. We would rather use our little substitutes for a sense of being alive. And we don't want to really get this business about whether God is everything or nothing. We don't really believe we have other things first, or that we can possibly rearrange that it's really safe. The question that comes to every one of us, is what will happen to me if I leap into the abyss? And right underneath that question is, what'll happen to me if I don't leap into the abyss?